Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. This is your host, Simon Schmid. Of course it is. I'd like to welcome the new subscribers. I'd like to thank the originals. And to the people that always send messages after every podcast, thank you. It means the world to me. But just before we dive into today's podcast, if anybody listening to the weekly podcasts has something they're wanting to shift in their lives or they're struggling with, please get in touch, simonschmid.co, hit the WhatsApp button, and let's start chatting. I'd be absolutely honored to help you in changing the experience you have with yourself. So today's podcast is being recorded in the beautiful Herald's Bay up the Garden Route in South Africa. And over the last couple of days, I've been coming down here, starting my day off with a morning swim in this beautiful rock pool here. And there's a bench to the right-hand side, which I thought, wow, what a great little location for me to record this week's podcast. However, Mother Nature has interrupted this, so I'm actually recording the podcast in my dad's car. So, my friends and followers, what are your superpowers? And this came up a few weeks ago with an entrepreneur that I'm working with who is going through a massive growth period in his business. And we started chatting and diving deep to one's inefficiencies and what does the future look like and what would he like to change and etc. etc. And after the session, it got me thinking about what are your superpowers? And we all have superpowers, and I think we don't acknowledge them enough. So after the session, I find myself journaling about superpowers and what are superpowers and how can we use our understanding of our own personal superpowers to help us shift our mindsets and help us achieve our goals and help us become fit for service to ourselves, our families, our businesses, our colleagues, our customers. And I've started implementing this tool and this kind of approach to coaching clients, personal coaching clients, as well as business coaching clients. And it makes you feel really powerful when you understand what your superpowers are, when you can use your superpowers at any stage in your day, in your month, in your year, when you are feeling vulnerable, when you are feeling like you're stuck, when you are like feeling like you're going sideways and not getting ahead in your life. So what are your superpowers? I know one thing for myself personally. One of my greatest superpowers is my energy. And when you understand exactly what your superpowers are, you can support them. You really can support them. What do you need to do to look after the superpower, which may be energy, like myself? Well, I need to get up in the morning. I need to get in the cold water. I need to journal. I need to be prepared for my sessions. I need to eat well. I need to sleep well. I need to not give my power to things that mean nothing. I need to protect my energy. I need to protect my superpower. But where I found it very comforting for clients is when they're going through a difficult period in their lives, whether it's their business, whether it's their personal life. Understanding that you have superpowers to pull you through anything that is challenging in your life, I think is the difference of you succeeding or failing. We all possess superpowers. It may be determination. It may be self-discipline. It may be energy. It may be focus. So why don't you do me a little kindness and sit down with yourselves in the next couple of days and write down what your superpowers are. And once you've written those superpowers down, pull them apart. Understand how they've supported you. Understand how they can help you going forward. And how you develop these superpowers. Where do they develop? How do they develop? You don't just born with them. You develop them from experiences and from relationships, from trauma, from all sorts of things. They give us power, resilience, ambition, focus, are superpowers. But we get caught up in what we don't have as power. We get caught up in what is not available to us in our lives. I'm too overweight. I'm never going to turn this business around. And we keep looking for problems. And the problem is, there is no problem. And that's the problem, is we're looking for a problem. Acknowledge your superpowers. Share them with the people that are around you. They make you you. They make you unique. No one possesses the same superpowers as you. Yeah. You know, just sitting here on the bench. Well, actually looking at the bench, not sitting on the bench, Simon, because it's raining. If I'd known about these superpowers 5 years ago, wow, life would be very different. But, you know, hindsight is a beautiful thing. But how are you going to let your superpowers help you achieve what you want to achieve? Help you achieve what you want to become available to you in your life? And I think also acknowledging them, sharing them with your friends and family about what your powers are, and that these are superpowers that are unique to you, and these powers can help you get through anything in your life. And they don't have to be all positive things. I think even a superpower of being vulnerable. My view on vulnerability is that it is a huge sign of strength, and being vulnerable. A superpower could be honesty, integrity. Don't let anybody take those powers away from you. Acknowledge them, share them, and let them support you in whatever you're wanting to achieve in your life. But like with everything, it takes work. Sitting down with yourself, writing down the superpowers, understanding how they have supported you in your life, where they've got you to in your life, and then pull them apart a little bit. Where did they get born from? Where did I develop these powers of resilience and or kindness or whatever they may be? And celebrate them, my friends. And I'm really pushing this onto my coaching clients. I think it gives us a sense of comfort. Something to support us when we are going through a difficult time, whether it's our business, whether it's professionally, whether it's with our personal life. I'd love to know your feedback. I'd love you to share this podcast with people that need to know that they have superpowers. We all possess them. And there's so many things going on in the world around us which are not controllable, but we can control our power and our superpowers and how we share our power and how we let our power help us change the way we behave. We don't celebrate ourselves enough, friends. We don't. We really don't. But that's it, my friends and followers, from the car in Herald's Bay. Looks like it stopped raining. Had a terrific week up here with my kids. And I think maybe also the superpowers is our being patient. Being patient while things unfold. And very blessed to be spending such a terrific time with them. And, you know, without going into too much detail, I really just wanted my kids to know who their dad was. And my kids are finally knowing who Simon Schmid is and what he stands for and who he is and what he's about. And just being vulnerable. And that is a superpower. Have a terrific weekend. Be safe. Look after yourselves. Be active. Be gentle in yourselves. Give yourself the time to understand your superpowers. Acknowledge them. Share them. And let them support you in whatever you want to achieve in your life. Lots of love, my friends. Cheers.